Hi, welcome to A Plus English. My name is Rainbow.
And guess who am I? Hi, this is Laura. Do you guys miss me?
It's been a while.
Do you miss me, Rainbow?
So much.
Okay. Anyways, I'm so glad I'm back. Okay, so are you going to ask me a question?
Yes. So, Laura, you have this really fit body. Do you like sports?
OK，大家不要被我外表给骗了。OK，我是运动白痴。I'm
I
terrible at sports. I'm not that athletic.
feel like everybody would be so mad looking at you like this, be like,
I don't
no, you
even
don't
work
work
out.
out.
真的很讨人厌。
I don't even work out.
我只是工作很累这样子。
所以很瘦。
So what about you? Do you like sports?
Well, when I was in school, I used to do track and field. So I did like running, I did high jump, long jump. But then it's really hard because when I was young, I was really tall. So I
You're
could do
still very
high
tall
jump. I'm
now.
still super tall. So I've been tall the whole time and I did high jump. But then I got too tall, so then I tripped over the pole. I couldn't do it anymore. So I did high jump until like elementary school.
OK，所以其实没有错啦。我觉得小时候大家的身体或是体能都会比较好，像是 Rainbow 老师原来小时候还可以跳高。不过呢，当然长太高也是有困难的哦。Well, I remember I used to be pretty good at running when I was like 7 or 8, but now I can't run for like more than 10 minutes. OK，我跑步也是没有我小时候厉害。So why are we talking about sports all of a sudden?
Well, today's article is all about Sports Day and the different events and awards that are held during this event. So, shall we check it out?
OK.
All right.
Run, run, run. It's Sports Day.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words you can see on Sports Day.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun. Long jump. Gold medal, silver medal. Hurdling. Finish line. 100-meter sprint. Baton. Track. Relay race. Three-legged race.
It's October, and that means it's sports day soon.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Which events do you want to do?
I'm good at running. So, I hope I can be in the relay race. I want to try hurdling too. How about you?
I'm pretty bad at running, but I'd like to try the long jump.
Don't forget the three-legged race. You and Tom got the silver medal last year.
Right. Maybe we'll even come in first place.
I think our class will do well. Let's do our best on Sports Day.
Sports Day. Sports Day. On Sports Day, every kid in school will be in a race or game. On Sports Day, every kid in school will be in a race or game. Fun. Fun. I like reading comics. It's really fun. I like reading comics. It's really fun. Pretty, pretty. Our dog is pretty big, but our neighbor's dog is even bigger. Our dog is pretty big, but our neighbor's dog is even bigger. Class, class. There are more girls than boys in my class. There are more girls than boys in my class.
So in our Picture Dictionary article today, we can see there are two people. Mm-hmm. We have Katie and Harry, and they're talking to each other. So Katie says, it's October, and that means it's sports day soon. Here we have our first word, power word, the phrase sports day. So that's S-P-O-R-T-S-D-A-Y, sports day. So sports day is an event in which students participate in various races and athletic events, different kinds of sports. There are usually medals given to the winners of the sports games. So the first place we have gold, the silver is the second place, and third place we usually have bronze. So I have an example sentence for you. On sports day, every kid in school will be in a race or game. On sports day, every kid in school will be in a race or game.
OK, 好，一开始呢 ,Katie 对 Harry 说 ,Wow, October, 十月到咯，也就是说快要来到 Sports Day。那我们都知道 Sport 就是运动嘛。那 Sports Day 很简单就是运动会。As I said in our intro, I'm not so into sports myself, 因为我运动超烂的。So I used to hate going to Sports Day. 我真的我之前超怕而且超讨厌去运动会因为有运动比赛。好那看回刚刚的例句 Rainbow 老师说到呢 On sports day, every kid in school will be in a race or a game 意思就是呢运动会当天全校每一位孩子都会参加一项比赛哦另外在句子里我们还看到 and 这个连接词那我们现在呢就来进入我们的 magic box 来听听这个讲师为我们讲解连接词 and 跟 but 的用法
找亮点！哇，猪太郎的家伙真是太过分了！他今天哦说下课呢要跟冰淇一起用他买的侦探道具去公园调查是谁把荡秋千弄坏的。They are going to the park. They will find out who broke the swing. 我想要一起去，但是他们不让我去。I wanted to join them.They refused, 真是气死我了，什么嘛小气鬼，而且这几个句子怎么这么长，这么啰嗦啊，难道没有办法连在一起吗？英文里面哦，如果呢想要把句子连在一起，那呢就需要连接词了。只要啊有主词动词就可以是一个完整的句子，连接词呢就可以把两个完整的句子串在一起变成一句话。例如呢 ，They are going to the park. They will find out who broke the swing. 两个句子分开来，落落得。如果呢我们是要表示而且的概念的话呢，我们就可以用连接词 and 把这两句话合在一起了。They are going to the park.And they will find out who broke the swing. 连接词就可以把这两句合在一起了。They're going to the park, and they will find out who broke the swing. 再举个例子咯，我啊和小玉呢，我们都是学生。I am a student, and she is a student too. OK, 或是呢，我们也可以用在两个句子呢，当它时间有先后的，我们也可以使用 and。比方说呢 ，They are going to the park, and they will find out who broke the swing. OK, 他们呢先到公园之后呢，要找出来是谁弄坏了荡秋千，有时间先后。注意到我们两个词句中间呢，用逗号来隔开。那么如果呢前后两个子句呢主词相同我们呢就可以省略第二个子句的主词咯比方说刚刚一样的句子 They are going to the park and find out who broke the swing 注意到了吗 and 后面呢我们就把主词 they 给省略到同时呢注意到这时候呢我们也就不用逗号咯那么如果是意思相反的两个句子呢像我们中文会说的但是就可以呢使用 but 这个连接词例如哦我想看漫画但是妈叫我写功课 I wanted to read comics but mom told me to do my homework I wanted to read comics but mom told meTo do my homework. 或者是呢我想加入猪太郎跟冰淇但是他们竟然狠心地拒绝我。I wanted to join them, but they refused. I wanted to join them, but they refused. 啊，真是气死我了，马上就到公园去。
So then Harry replies, yeah, it's going to be fun. Which events do you want to do? So he wants to know what Katie is good at. Maybe he's a little bit competitive. He wants to know, are you fast? Am I better than you?
So competitive. 好了，那接下来呢 ,Harry 就说对了，一定很好玩哦。那你要参加什么运动项目呢？诶，是不是他想要跟 Katie 来一个运动 PK 大赛呢？
So here we have the word power word fun. That's F-U-N, fun. So if something is fun, that means you really enjoy it. You like doing it. You love it. So for example, I think yoga is really fun because I get to practice different positions and challenge myself to do better every day. So I have an example sentence for you. I like reading comics. It's really fun. I like reading comics. It's really fun.
好，我们来看一下 fun 这个形容词，就是有趣的。那很多人呢，很容易把 fun 跟 funny 都翻译成有趣啦、好笑啦。可是其实用法上一定要小心哦，这是不同的。比方说，我要表示这个游戏很好玩、很有趣，千万不能说 this game is so funny， 因为那是表示这个游戏很好笑的意思。所以正确的说法要用 this game is so fun。同样呢，如果要表示某个笑话很搞笑，你要用 this joke or the joke is really funny， 不能用 fun 来表示哦。那如果形容个性，我们也可以用 fun 来表示很有趣，跟某个人在一起很开心。OK， 那如果你要说这个人很 funny， 则是他很搞笑的意思 ，like me.
Ah,、oh, she's very funny.
Yeah, so I think I'm both fun and funny. OK， 我们来看一下刚刚 Rainbow 老师提到的例句，就是 I like reading comics. 我喜欢看漫画。It's really fun. 真的超有趣的。
So in this sentence, we also have the noun events. So events are things that happen or take place, especially something that's a bit important. So sports day is a really big and important event because it's usually only once a year at schools. So recently, another event I'll be attending is I'm going to a concert.
Wow.
And that's super exciting because I really like live music.
Nice.
What is something that's fun that you're really looking forward to? What kind of event do you want to go to lately?
Well, actually, I already went to my best friend's wedding recently, so that was really great, okay? 我参加最近参加好朋友的婚礼，超棒，超重要的。这是一个 event. Event 是什么呢？它有活动的意思。不过在本课当中，我们这里指的运动的 event 则是表示运动的项目，比方像是 long jump.OK, 就是他非常厉害 ,Rainbow 老师很厉害的跳远或是跳高 high jump, OK.
Awesome, so let's look at the next part of the article. Katie says, I'm good at running, so I hope I can be in the relay race. I want to try hurdling too.How about you? Okay, so we have two, like, kind of different sports events here. This relay race she's talking about is a race where you hold this baton, which is a stick. And so I start running, right? So I'm running, running, running. And then I see Laura, I pass it to her, and then she runs, and then she passes to the next person until the next person finishes the race.
OK, 我们来看一下 relay race, OK, 它就是接力赛跑。那我们刚才看到 good at something, 就是擅长什么。那当然相反就是 bad at something. So I think I used to be pretty good at relay races, but now I'm terrible, I'm bad at running now. OK, I feel like I'm getting old.
Oh no!
我老了。
So then hurdling, that's when you run and then you jump over something called a hurdle,
yes.
like a big box or a frame. So it's really hard because you have to run and then you have to jump at the same time and you can't fall. So it's not easy.
Okay, it looks really tough to me.
Yeah.
Okay, 课文提到呢，这个 Katie 呢，除了 relay races, 她还想要试试看 hurdling 是什么呢？就是跨栏。
So now Harry realizes that Katie is pretty good at some things that he's not really good at. So then he's like, oh, I'm pretty bad at running, but I'd like to try the long jump. So he says he's pretty bad at it. So when we say something is pretty bad, we mean that it's really not that good. So we have our third word, power word, which is the adverb pretty. That's P-R-E-T-T-Y, pretty. So pretty as an adjective usually means things that look really nice. So if you have a girl and you think she's beautiful, you can say, oh, that girl is very pretty. But here we use it as an adverb and it means very. So it's a little bit strange, a different meaning. So if I was like super mean to Laura and she said, oh, I got a really new dress. How do you like it? And then she says, do I look good? And if I'm super mean, I'll just be like, oh, you look pretty ugly. So that means that she probably shouldn't wear it anymore because it's really bad. All right, so we have an example sentence here which says, our dog is pretty big, but our neighbor's dog is even bigger. Our dog is pretty big, but our neighbor's dog is even bigger.
我想 Raymond 老师应该是嫉妒我吧, because I'm like so pretty. So...Yeah, anyways, 好了，开玩笑的。这里的 pretty, 我们不是只说像是很漂亮 ,like rainbow is a pretty girl, 这样子的 pretty。在本课的 pretty, 它是个副词，表示非常怎么样，很怎么样。所以没错，跟 very 的用法差不多。比方像是 I was pretty nervous during the test, or his cold was pretty bad, that means his cold was bad.那回到刚刚的例句提到就是我们家的狗狗 it's he or she or it is pretty big, 已经相当大了。但我们的邻居的狗狗更大。所以看回课文呢 ,Henry 他说他跑步很不 OK, 跟我一样哦。所以呢他想要试试看 long jump, long jump.
So Harry isn't good at running,、right? but then he thinks he can do the long jump.So a long jump is when、mm-hmm. people compete to see who can jump the furthest in one step. So you go like this, ready, set, and then you jump, and it's only one step.
而且像 Rainbow 老师这么高的人，他 long jump 小时候一定很厉害，就是跳远。Hey, guess what? I think I used to be pretty good at long jump.
Were you a tall kid too?
Yeah. 对呀，比较高好像比较有优势。
So then Katie has another idea. She says, oh...Don't forget the three-legged race. You and Tom got the silver medal last year. So the three-legged race is a race run by two people. So we have our left leg tied to each other. So we tie it like this, and then we have to run.
So difficult.
And then so it's like kind of embarrassing because you can fall on your face.
It's fun to watch, though.
It's really fun to watch them.
Okay, I used to love that. Okay, 就是 three-legged race, 两人三角。不过注意发音，很多人都会发成 three-legged, 其实是 three-legged, okay,、mm-hmm. 就是注意它的发音要对哦。
Yeah, so then Katie reminds Harry that、mm-hmm. he and Tom got the silver medal. So if we remember from what I said before,、mm-hmm. silver medal second place.
Wow, are you showing off, Katie?
I'm sure she is.
OK, 我们都知道拿金牌就是第一名就是 gold medal, 那刚刚提到的 silver medal 就是银牌、那你们知道铜牌英文要怎么讲我们要用 bronze, B-R-O-N-Z-E, 所以 Katie 她很强哦她跟这个她刚好提到她跟她另外一个好朋友 Tom, right? 去年都拿银牌也就是第二名诶
Yeah, so then Harry remembers, and he was like, oh, right, maybe we'll even come in first place. He thinks they could get the gold medal、wow. this year.
我只能说 Harry, 你真的蛮有自信的哦。OK, 我们先来看一看 come in, 后面接叙述加 place, 就是得到第几名。比方像是 Jane won the race, and her sister came in second. OK, 这就是得到第二名的意思。那我要爱现一下咯像我以前比赛演讲 speech contests, oh my god, I always came in first, okay, 这是小时候的成就了。 但是呢，其实我记得我表弟他跟我同年，他最后一名 ，He always came in last.
Oh, that's so sad.
Okay, 他真的没有很厉害。
He must have been jealous of you.
I know, right? Okay.
So we wrap up our article、mm-hmm. with Katie sounding pretty positive.
Right.
Pretty positive. So she feels good about the event. And then she says, I think our class will do well.、Mm. Let's do our best on sports day.
对 ,Katie 很正面很棒。她说我觉得我们一定会怎么样，我们班一定会表现得很好。我们运动会那天要一起加油尽全力。Do one's best, 就是尽某人的全力这样子的意思哦。For example, he did his best to help them. So he tried really hard to、mm. help people.
And in this sentence, we also have the word, power word, class. That's C-L-A-S-S, class. So class is a group of students who are taught together. So during sports day, they also compete against each other. And they try to win the other class. So our example sentence here says, There are more girls than boys in my class. There are more girls than boys in my class.
Class 就是班级，它是个名词哦。比方像刚刚的例句就是我们班上女生比男生多。那另外如果要表示同班同学，我们可以用 classmates 或是教室，就是 classroom， 不过它们都是一个字哦。
Alright, so that's it for today's、Yay. Sports Day article. Let's go to the review wrap up.
Wait for it.It's review time! 复习时间到喽
Okay, so we have a little game here. We talked about different kinds of sports. Now, I'm wearing a dress. Laura's wearing pants, so she's going to demonstrate what the types of sports are. Okay, and then you guys can guess what they are.
All right. 可是我是运动白痴哦，所以你们可能会猜不出来。
So the first one, go for it. What is it?
这样是不是跳不高啊？可是因为我们被提醒不能跳太高，不然我的头会不见。So, what do you call that?
Is this called the high jump?
Yay! Okay, 再来一个，我觉得可能会看起来很好笑。But I need your help.
Okay,
ready, go.
Hey, I'm gonna fall.
很不协调啦。But you should know this requires two people. 那两个人做的是什么？Ooh. 两人
Three-legged race、mm. So remember Laura mentioned before It's three-legged Three-legged race
Okay,
so and
this is
our,
last one Okay、
right. Oh, it's a relay
Yay
Because I'm getting the baton And then I'm running
接力赛跑
Yeah
Okay, did you guess them all? Okay, 还是可能是我表现的不是很好
Okay, I think we're just bad at sports now.
I know, we have limited space. 我们这边有非常限制的空间，所以我没有办法做很多。But you guys have fun, okay? 所以这只是聊聊，就是我们刚刚学到的字哦。Well, we guys will see you next time because tomorrow we'll be back, right?
Yeah,、okay. that's it for today. I'm Rainbow.
And I'm Laura.
See you next time.
Run, run, run. It's sports day.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you can see on Sports Day.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.Long jump, gold medal, silver medal, hurdling, finish line, 100 meter sprint, baton, track, relay race, three-legged race.
It's October, and that means it's sports day soon.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.Which events do you want to do?
I'm good at running, so I hope I can be in the relay race. I want to try hurdling, too. How about you?
I'm pretty bad at running, but I'd like to try the long jump.
Don't forget the three-legged race. You and Tom got the silver medal last year.
Right. Maybe we'll even come in first place.
I think our class will do well. Let's do our best on sports day.
Sports day. Sports day. On sports day, every kid in school will be in a race or game. On sports day, every kid in school will be in a race or game. Fun, fun. I like reading comics. It's really fun. I like reading comics. It's really fun. Pretty, pretty. Our dog is pretty big, but our neighbor's dog is even bigger. Our dog is pretty big, but our neighbor's dog is even bigger. Class, class. There are more girls than boys in my class. There are more girls than boys in my class.